All right, folks, school may be out, but we've still got some public school updates to get to. We've got James Capte, the Ekalaka Public Schools superintendent, on the line. How's it going today, Mr. Capte?
You know, it's going really good, Blake, down here in Ireland, as we like to call it, you know, in the southern part of the radio listening area. It's green and grass is growing and school's out, so a lot of fun, good things going on.
Do you have a favorite, like, school's out song? Like, you know, you've got, like, Will Smith as DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. You know, he's got like a summertime song, and then you got like, what is that, Alice Cooper sings that School's Out. You got a favorite one of those?
I kind of like Vacation by the Go-Go's, I believe, or Bangles, one of those two. Anyway, Vacation song, that's my favorite. But, nice. Yeah, we played a whole School's Out playlist for kids as they left to kind of like, get them leaving in the right mode. But then we've been working on making sure we let our kids know exactly how many days till school starts, because we're excited for next year as well.
Oh, yeah, you know, that's perfect springboard into what I was going to ask you. I see that the old next year's school calendar's already up, so, yep, all those important dates are available to look at.
Yeah, and we spent some time, you know, it just got approved at this board meeting on Monday night, and so we spent some time looking at some things, and we're still a work in progress. We're, you know, always trying to find the happy medium as best to educate our kids and work with our community and all the community things. Obviously, brandings are a big thing in our community, and so how do we work around all of those? But it is published, it is out there, and so people can kind of plan accordingly on that.
Nice. And then, you know, one of the other things that I think you spoke about recently at one of your, I don't know if it was the regular board meeting. I'm remiss in my note checking, because there were three different sets of minutes I was looking at there. But I'm curious, is there a new lawnmower headed your way?
You know, that's kind of funny. We have been working on that. We are working on getting a new lawnmower headed this way before the field turns into like full-on haying pasture. But yeah, we've waited for that, and we're working on getting a new one to take care of all the grounds. And then it's been a while since nobody actually knows when the last time we bought a brand new one is. So we've been pricing that out and looking, and hopefully before the grass grows too high, we can't cut it. We'll have a new one here.
Nice, right on. Well, yeah, so those were the couple things that jumped out to me, the new calendar and hoping for a new lawnmower. I thought it had a funny name. I was trying to remember what it was, but it had like the model of the lawnmower name that you're looking at on there, and that kind of made me chuckle too. But what else did you guys have going on at your meetings this week?
You know, a couple big things, but we had a conversation with D.A. Davidson about our bond. They are working on releasing the bond packets, if you will, as far as how those bonds will be sold out to the general public. We won't be able to sell those out. I mean, it's finalized on July 6th. And so at that point, then they'll put them out there. And it sounds like $5,000 packets for those and how those are purchased. So we kind of talked through some of that. And the exciting news about that was, based on some of the legislation that went through up in the session this year with property taxes, we had talked about our general property tax holders in Carter County were going to be responsible for about 4% of that bond, and energy companies and whatnot were going to be responsible for about 96%. And we were informed that because of those property tax bills, it's actually even going to be even less.
Oh, nice.
So last night it was kind of made aware that our local taxpayers will even get even a more significant tax breaks on that bond. It's hard to get a lot less than just 4%, but even in that, you're only paying 3 or 2% of the bond. That's pretty exciting for our taxpayers. We're excited to hear that and then get that information out as well.
Yeah, that's super good news. Always nice to see those numbers going down on the taxpayers' end for sure. And hey, shout out to the energy companies. Thanks for a foot and part of the bill.
Oh, for sure. It definitely helps our school and helps our county for sure.
Right on. So any other kind of big events you're looking at here in the next month?
Well, we've got our Jumpstart program starting in a week, and we discussed that a little bit, but we're going to be doing it's all targeting reading, and we've got our youngest kiddos coming through the door, our pre-K through our third graders, working on developing reading skills and really trying to get them off on the right foot, and with that, there's some dollars that were available by the state that we got an opportunity to kind of go get, and so it's not any burden on us, but it's a great opportunity for our kids. And for us, you know, this idea that everything else opens up after kids learn to read. And so we're definitely focused in the next 4 or 5 years on really making sure every one of our kids is reading at or above grade level, which brings me right into another point for our conversation. Like, we were awarded in the last, we were notified about a week ago, we were awarded $1 million reading grant specifically for reading curriculum, reading professional development, all these things for our kids. And so that's over 5 years. And so we are incredibly excited about the future for our staff as far as training, for what our kids are going to get. It really is kind of a game changer for our kids moving forward. It's just a great, great opportunity, and we were very happy when we received word we got that grant.
Yeah, that's super awesome. A really nice way to help out with such an important block, like you mentioned, reading, such a foundation to everything else. So, yeah, it's really, really good news coming out of you today. That's nice to see.
Oh, yeah, and I mean, I guess I don't really want to, we don't have to talk about it too much, but I did, we've been working on contracts, so we got our teacher's contract, we got everybody's contract up to date, and so the last of the contracts to touch on was mine, and
dun,
so
we
worked out a new contract moving forward over the next couple of years, and the beauty of being a superintendent, you can't, there's no 10-year contracts, there's no, like, college football where you sign, you know, a lifetime contract. They can only sign you up to 3 years out, and so we agreed to an extension in December, but then we wanted to kind of get through the whole year, the board and I, and then discuss contract terms. And so we negotiated a new contract, and I'm excited about, you know, I'm excited about being here and excited about where we're continuing to go. There's just a lot of really exciting things educationally happening down here.
Nice. Heck yeah. And being at the helm of it, you've been getting a lot of things done down there. Seems like you've been doing pretty well. And, you know, is it like a CEO of a company? Do you get to set, like, your own salary cap and be like, well, this is what I'm making now, friend. Sorry about it. You high enough honcho on that ladder?
Yeah. I mean, in education, nobody ever goes into education to get rich. I don't think teachers, I don't think our bus drivers, I don't think anybody will ever be truly paid their value in that sense. And so we just keep chipping away at it. I mean, I think it starts with if you're putting a good product out there and the community is supportive of all the things going on in your school, your classrooms, all of those things, then that also gets contagious, and it makes it a lot easier to talk about salaries for teachers and paras and your leadership as well. So
nice. And then, you know, I realize that you have a lot of stuff going on in your gym this summer as well. You got volleyball camps, basketball camps, I think, as well. And then stuff going on with some athletic staff as well, perhaps?
Yeah, we actually just we hired all of our coaches. We have our same coaching staff across the board as far as football, basketball, volleyball, girls basketball, all of those staff. We took those to the board and hired those. The only major change or change in our athletic programs really is we have a new athletic director. Mr. Rodney Walker will be our new athletic director, and he brings a lot of experience from, you know, the sports world, being a lifetime Carter County resident, lots of connections there and a definite passion for sports. So we're excited about that, a good opportunity to have some different blood in there and go from there.
Well, I think that's really all I had today. Floor is yours. Anything else you wanted to touch base on before we wrapped up another Ekalaka Public Schools update?
You know, Blake, I think it was actually a quick board meeting, I will say. And so, yeah, we're excited for the summer and planning all sorts of good things. But, yeah, it's pretty short to the point. I think that covers all the board updates things. And if there's more, those minutes are posted. People can dive into that, and we'll just kind of go from there and let the rain keep coming and the grass keep growing.
Absolutely. Right on. Well, thanks for your time today, Mr. Capti, and we'll catch you again in about another month, I suppose.
Yep. Sounds good.
Right on.